Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back to another episode. Today we have with us Erin Lopez and Lisa Cox of I Decide Darlings podcast. So this is going to be a cool conversation because it's going to be the three of us and just having an open conversation about life and business and podcasting and all the things that really we just venture into as multi-passionate entrepreneurs and women and creatives and all the things. So I'd love to pass the mic to Erin for her to introduce a little bit about herself, and then we'll move on to Lisa because we have a lot to unpack today.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about. We were already chatting before this and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, this is good stuff. Super excited to be here. Thanks for having us today. Like you said, my name's Erin Lopez and I am actually down in Houston, Texas now and an entrepreneur. And my story kind of goes back that I kind of did what we all typically are raised to do, that I went to school, I graduated, I went to college, I graduated, and then I got a job. I worked in the fashion industry forever and a day. And then I met my husband and I jokingly say I hung up my heels because I was ready to have a family and do all those things. But there was like that itch in me. So, you know, once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur. So since then, I've been on this amazing roller coaster of entrepreneurship. And that involves Lisa of being in the direct sales industry and quickly climbing to the top. And then we were kind of chatting a little bit before this about, you know, women get that itch of like, how can I leave my footprint in the world? So, you know, it brought us to write this book. This is our second book of I Decide, of helping people just make that decision to have your best life. And I've got two crazy teenage daughters. That's a whole podcast in itself. I have an amazing husband and we're just living our best lives down here, trying one day at a time.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. I know that, I mean, gosh, from being in the corporate space and the entrepreneur space and just having that moment where it's like, okay, I need to hang up those heels and move on.
Well, yes.
That's awesome. I love that. Lisa, I'd love to learn more about you as well. Tell our listeners.
Absolutely, Rachel. Thank you. We're honored to be here with you today. So I started out wanting to be the corporate mom. I wanted to be that. I thought I would never hang up my heels. I wanted to walk into the building, you know, with a hot little briefcase and the power suit. I really did. My mom was that person and I admired that. But then very quickly and very young in my life, my husband and I had our first child a year after we got married. I was 21 when I got pregnant. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, kind of that sound halt. I want to be home with these girls. Like we ended up having two daughters and they were 4 years apart. But I was that person that just, I went from A to Z as of what I wanted to do. And I knew that I had to find a way to make money at home. It was necessary to have an income because we were depending also on my income at the time. And so I started looking at other opportunities. And that's how I fell into being my own boss and the direct sales world. And I was very good at it because I could talk to anybody and have a good time. And so I also, like Erin, we rose very quickly to the top of our businesses. And I was really kind of in shock about it. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just having fun and it was working. And so then all of a sudden, you know, in my life, fast forward 26 years later of doing that full time and loving it and having time freedom and doing, you know, sharing incredible products that are health and game changers for your health and beauty. But I also realized I wanted more. I'm 56 now. I wanted to make an impact. I wanted contribution in the world. I wanted my children who were already proud and my husband, but I wanted just to have that inner feeling of I'm really making an impact and I'm changing women's lives. And we changed lives with the businesses we could offer them. But I wanted this to be a little bit deeper. And so Erin and I, who have worked together for years now and best friends also, and we just decided to go for it. And a couple of years ago, actually, we were at a private Tony Robbins event. And we afterwards, we were sitting by the pool with, you know, we had a glass of champagne and we were just talking about the future and about what we wanted to do with our lives and our husbands and our children. We were talking about everything. And that was the moment where we're like, we're going to write the book and we're going to help people. And then we're going to, you know, do the podcast and we're going to do courses and we're just going to take this to the next level alongside our other businesses. So that's how we got here today and have lots happening and just enjoying it all.
That's incredible. And it's, you know, right before we hit record, we were just briefly chatting and just seeing how you guys are on two different states, two different journeys, completely just two different lives, and how they collided in this one opportunity. And you guys met later in life, which we talked about, like finding friends in a later adult. And it's like, how do we navigate this? And here you guys are and been doing work together, hit it off together, 10 years together. Like, this has been an incredible journey that you guys have been able to like really be there to support each other, but share such similar beliefs and those values and the integrity behind what you guys do. I jotted down just a couple notes, like things that really stood out. And I don't know, maybe this is just also because I'm in a season about this as well. It's like, I'm really on that path as well. Like contribution, mission, impact, purpose, like all of those things. Because as we go through life, it's like you're checking off the boxes and accomplishing all those things. And they're all well and good because it's like, those are what were motivating and driving you. But at the end of it, it's like, to echo what Lisa shared, it's like, they were very unfulfilling. It's like, what's next? Is this really all there is? And so I'd love for you guys to share a little bit more about that journey in between. Aaron, if you want to start first, some of that, you know, because obviously you took a big leap. You went in a whole different direction.
Yeah, you know, I love the words that you used as well, because I think, you know, we don't know what we don't know, you know, right. I mean, so we're going along in life. And I love what you said, like we're checking off the boxes. And not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but again, we don't know what we don't know. And I think as we get older, as we get wiser, you know, all of those things, I think life just kind of has a different perspective. And we're able to kind of hopefully take a step back and say, like, who am I? And what do I want to do? And what do I want to leave in this world? And now for some of us, you know, I have these two, three, four, five, however many children that, you know, are dependent upon me. So, you know, for me, it was a matter of, you know, I had my career, I loved it. And I also wanted to, I always joke and say, I'm always the person that I want it all, you know, I want my cake and I want to eat it too. So, you know, I wanted to be the best mom I could, but I also wanted to be like this super successful business person too. And, you know, in my head, that didn't equate to going to a job every day, because that meant I would have to like hand my kids over to somebody else. So, you know, I think it's a matter of figuring it out. You know, I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I knew in my heart what I wanted. And so I was willing and hungry just to kind of, you know, see what help was down the path for me. So I think that's where our mission is and where our goal now is to empower people to understand that choices and decisions we make, you know, they change everything. And a lot of things that we do go back to like when we were kids, you know, or when we were being raised, or, you know, how you think about yourself, your money, your health, whatever it is. So I think, you know, a lot of that comes with age in terms of, you know, what is that all about? But, you know, that's it, you know. And I think now I've, you know, been on this journey ever since then of being an entrepreneur. And it's, you know, probably harder than being in a 9-to-5, but also there are so many benefits to it than being in a 9-to-5, you know, and I think the three of us can surely attest to that for sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I did the same thing. I was going through and checking off the boxes from graduating and then going to college, being one of the first in our family to graduate and have a degree, to working full time, starting out as a photo technician in a retail store, and made my way all the way to executive assistant manager in a matter of like a year. And I was going to school full time. Yeah. So it was just, how quickly can I get to that next level? Mm-hmm. And every time I got there, it was like, okay, there was almost like this sense of like, ooh, if I could do this, what can't I do? Mm-hmm. And then it had led me out to Columbus, Ohio for my next promotion. And ended up, you know, in walks this handsome man, and the rest is history. And I have been in Columbus, Ohio for almost 20 years now. And it was a pivotal moment at that time too, because I was teetering. Do I continue with this career? And if so, what would my life look like afterwards? And my, you know, we were just still seriously dating at that time. But I remember having this conversation with him and saying, you know, if I'm going to be a mom, I work in retail and I only get like 3 holidays off a year. There is no way I can raise a family. I will never have my kids be with their grandparents. So it was a lot of like that to unpack. And at the time, there was an opportunity for a startup opportunity in the online space. So I was like, do I jump ship there and completely start over from something that nobody even knew what online marketing was back in like 2006, 2007, around there. I mean, it was just very.
Yeah, that's early.
It's a big gamble, so that I could really relate to that entrepreneurial bug where it's like, I don't know what's over there, but I know that it's got to be better than this, because if this isn't fulfilling me, what is next? And that kind of brings us to what we're talking about with fulfillment. So Lisa, Erin, go ahead.
Well, I love your story. And Lisa and I always refer to that as like, it's either being on the merry-go-round of life, you know, or you're on the roller coaster of life, you know, and I think yours is so similar to ours. We're like, buckle me up, put me on the roller coaster. Let's go. Who knows?
Exactly. You might enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, unless you said a roller coaster, but there's a lot of like, there's those valleys and the peaks. But in the entrepreneurial space, it's like, I think that it's so much more rewarding when you can work for yourself and know that your input is everything. Mm-hmm. Where you are working, for example, my previous job, it was like I was just one of thousands in the corporation. So my input had to go through this whole series and chains of command. And I didn't really felt seen or valued because I know what I could contribute.
Yeah.
So a lot of those things that I had to outweigh. And it's like, you know, if you work for yourself, you got no one else to answer to.
Yeah.
But on the outside, if you work for yourself, there's a lot of discipline and a lot of accountability as well. So Lisa, I'd love to hear some more of your story and your take on this.
Well, you know, I feel like it's the whole, I wasn't willing to not have the life that I wanted to design for myself. And the thing that I think, and one of the reasons why we attacked this project of the book so much, we were just seeing over and over that people were giving so many excuses to why they weren't where they are. I've been told in my life, I don't know, it happened today. I was talking to Erin earlier. I've been told, oh, you're so lucky. Everything you touch turns to gold. I'm no luckier than anybody out there on this planet. And that's the way I feel like we have to look at this. And especially as women, our market has really been strong women. So I apologize if I just like say that over and over, but I feel, especially as women, we so often think we can't do what we want to do. We can't design our own life. Someone is sitting in a, you know, working super hard at maybe, you know, a very mediocre paying job right now that they hate. And they sit there and go, oh yeah, well, you're one of the lucky ones because you could do that. No, I wasn't one of the lucky ones. I was just a hard worker and I stuck to it even during the bad times. And so I feel like I just want to, one of the reasons why we wanted to get this book out there is because it's about a decision. You know, it's a decision you have to make. And there's a thousand little decisions that are strung together throughout your life that we have to take accountability for. And either that decision gets you going one way or it gets you going another way. And so I feel like luckily, and I feel very grateful for this, at a very early age, I aligned my values and my beliefs and the things I really wanted with good decisions. And that's why people think, oh, you're so lucky. You found a great company to represent and now you're at the top again. I'm like, no, it's not luck. And I still am working hard in there every single day, even on the hard days, even when people aren't buying, I'm working, I'm planting seeds for the next season of buying, you know, that type of attitude. And so, and it's not a, oh, I'm so great. No, it's like, I'm not so great. I'm just normal. But there's so many people out there that sabotage their own beautiful life because they're not willing to put that work into it. And so I feel so strong about that. And that it's every little decision, you know, that will get them there or that won't get them there. And then we have to love on them in that process and let your community love on you when you're making those tough decisions and make sure you have people around you. You know, like that's this whole entrepreneur roller coaster that we have been on all through the years. You know, I know Darren Hardy wrote one of my favorite books with that same title. And I love it because it doesn't make it all look pretty. Okay. It's not pretty. It's dirty and hard. It is. It's the process can be very hard and tiring. And I had to miss certain things, even though I was a stay-at-home mom, working from home, building a multi-level marketing business. I still had to miss things for my kids, because if I had to run a meeting that night for 2,000 people, I had to run a meeting that night, and I couldn't maybe be on the tennis court that night. But the next day, was I on the court? Yes, I was, every chance I could. So that's just, you know, I feel like I could, I'll stop here, but I get so excited about it because I look at all the greatness in every woman I've ever met. And we try and give them that and remind them of that. But so many people don't see the greatness they have within them, that they too can design the life they want. Now, that might mean that you're working after you work. You got to keep your paycheck in order to build your dream. You know, you have to have money to pay your bills. But then at the end of the day, you can go home and you can do something to build your side hustle or something, another business or something, so that you can get to where you want and be that lucky person. You know, you have to make that luck for yourself. And I feel very passionate about that and trying to help people get there and understand it and feel like they're lucky, you know, and be the ones that everyone else says, oh, you're so lucky. That's what I want everyone to feel that in their life.
I love that entire story in the message right there. I mean, I love the excitement and the passion and the, like, I know that you're champion for women when I hear this. And it's the same with, you know, obviously with what you guys do with your I Decide Darlings podcast, the I Decide book. And it's really about honing that in. And obviously it speaks very much into what the Confident Woman is in our platform. It's empowering women to go out there and make the choices to create the lasting change within, to create and cultivate a life that they absolutely love. And so one of the things that I always say is, like, you're one decision away from choosing the life that you love. Like, everything comes down to those decisions. So it's like going back to what you were sharing, Lisa, about when people say you're lucky. Oh, I've heard that throughout my life. It's like you're lucky or must be nice. And it's that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
First of all, it is nice because I worked my butt off for this.
Yes.
I chose differently. When there are people going out and doing things that were not moving needles to the direction that I wanted to step into, I had a decision to make. I can go out and hang there and have fun, but I knew that that wasn't going to move me closer to where I wanted to be. And so having that choice was, what is it that you truly want? Because when you question that and you can answer that honestly, you fully step into that with clarity and conviction, because that becomes your intrinsic motivator. So it's like, yes, while those things are important to still have social life and fun and all those things, right? Not saying forego them, but that's the fire that is within you that will light you up every single day, that will keep you on that path, making those decisions. Mm-hmm. And to echo what you're sharing too, Lisa, not every decision is going to be rainbows and kittens. There's a lot of downside. There's a lot of messiness. There's a lot of ugliness. And that's what entrepreneurship is. And so it's like, for those that might see this in the online space and think that it's just this placated, beautiful life that you get to create and you're always having fun with your children and rolling in bank and all the stuff, right? It's like we see this in social media. Listen, that's what they want to sell you. That's why it's called social media marketing. So it's not the truth. The truth is, and we can all attest to this, we've been crying on the floors. We question, are we even on the right path? Is this even for us? Like, there is so many moments of doubt, of insecurity, of questioning our beliefs, questioning our integrity. This is what entrepreneurship is and will be, but those are just fleeting moments, because we know that the outcome is greater than what we're feeling right now in this moment. And those are just emotional moments. Some of them might be truth. Some of them might be, you know, things that we're just feeling because we know we're about to step into our greatness, and greatness does not come with contentment. Greatness does not come with comfortability. It comes from taking that first step and that action to move forward. So I love that you shared that. Our podcast, we talk about all the things from entrepreneurship to empowerment to, you know, faith and business and body and health and wellness and all this stuff, because that's what it takes to become a confident woman who can go out there and face those adversities and challenges. So I love that you guys should share this. So I know that you guys had talked about the book. So tell us, kind of before we dive into the book, but how the book kind of came about. Like, you guys have these beautiful stories. You started in X places, ended up in Y. You're together here, and you have some incredible things happening. I'd love to learn more about that. So, Aaron, if you want to start, which kind of came first? Was it the book or the business, or what was the backbone behind all this?
Definitely the book. You know, I think the book, because we were able to, well, like we kind of shared, like we're sitting in Vegas and we're, you know, at a work event and just talking about life in general. And our goal was to bring other people's stories to encourage and motivate others. So, you know, we've always been in the business of it's not about us, you know, so this was a way for us to really just share. And we're not done. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, the book is just, we wanted the book to be a quick, great, fun, emotional, easy read for people to just kind of wake them up, you know, for the making great decisions. But what we loved about that is it was the book, you know, and the book kind of wet our palate for, you know, what was to come, because we quickly realized that, you know, we got to share some amazing stories with our collaborators, from health to business, family, you know, so many, you know, amazing stories, but we weren't done, you know? And so, you know, it quickly rose to the bestseller list, and we knew that we were onto something, that, you know, we had more stories to share. We had, that's where the I Decide Darlings came from. I'll let Lisa share about that. But yeah, it started with a book. And I think that's what people need to realize is that, you know, it starts with something, and then just organically, we watched it grow into other things, into other things. And, you know, now it's turning into a course of how to help people get unstuck. So I think in our worlds, and I know for both of us, that's how we've seen, I mean, again, not all success is pretty, but we've seen it because it's, we've let it happen. Like, we haven't pushed anything like a square peg into a round hole. And so, you know, we've been very just open to what has come our way. And we birthed this beautiful book. And now it just keeps turning into more goodness, which brings work, but we're like, roll up our sleeves and ready to tackle it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's, and it all starts from something, right? And it's usually out of your own needs at one point that are being echoed by others. And you say, wow, if I need this, all those who need something like this as well.
And I think it's just doing the one thing, like, you know, for us, it was the book, but, you know, figure out like, what is the one thing, and just do it, you know, and then it opens up the possibilities to so many other things.
Right. Yeah. So Lisa, what are your takes on this?
Well, and then when we started the podcast, because then we could ask everybody about their moment, their I Decide moment. And so that's where we can tell more and more stories. And we have just kind of gone to super athletes, and we have screenwriters that incredible screenplays, and we have just this whole different, all these different people, entrepreneurs. We have an incredible financial podcast that talks about money and financial scar tissue and all this, just all over the place. But what we've learned in this whole process is that everybody has a story to tell about that moment that changed everything for them, or that moment that didn't, and it was a decision that they made. And so that's kind of that. And then what we're hearing from everybody is that they just feel stuck. They feel stuck in their life. They feel stuck in their work. They feel stuck in their relationship. We actually had a relationship coach on there, and a sexologist coach, all kinds of fun stuff on the pod. And then, but now we're really kind of taking it to the next level. And we wrote an incredible course, a digital course that's called How to Get Unstuck in 10 Days. Because a lot of people that we talk to, they're like, I really want to do this, and I believe that I'm worthy of it. And, you know, I believe that I can do it and I can get there, but I don't know how to start. And so we wrote this whole course. It's incredible. It has downloadables. It walks people through the process of how to actually do the work to get themselves unstuck from wherever they are, whether it's their weight, their health, their finances, all the different categories. It fits in there. And that is coming out. I think it's actually out, but we can hook people up with that course. And we found out that there are millions and millions of people that Google every single month how to get unstuck. And I don't want anyone stuck. Neither does Aaron. We talk about this a lot, because we feel like, I look at my future as a mid-50s woman, and I think, I have a lot left in me. You know, and I don't care if you're 20 and you're listening and you're like, I have a lot in me. you know, or if you're 70 and you feel like you're not done, you know, I feel like if we have that within us, we need to go get them, girls, you know, like, let's go and let's not wait, because we don't know when that is guaranteed tomorrow. And so we want people to not feel stuck, but to actually know how to execute on that decision to move the needle forward in their life. They might need some help and some tools. Similar to what you said earlier, Rachel, not everybody has been surrounded by the self-help, you know, aisle in the Barnes and Noble their whole life, like some of us have. Some of us had to, you know, have to go out there and find it and have to seek it out because they weren't talked to like that. They weren't lifted up maybe by their parents. They weren't taught to go seek some motivation and self-help and fill up with the good stuff instead of the bad stuff. And so that's our job. I feel like that's kind of our mission, is how can we get people to believe that they can make this change and to execute on it and make it happen for themselves.
Oh, I love that. And you're so right. There's so many people that they're on the cusp of something more, something greater, or there's that thing that's like burning inside. And I'm like, I know it's possible because I've seen somebody else do it, but how, what's next? How do I get there? And so obviously your course and the book are ways to help get there. And of course the podcast too, because, you know, obviously we have a similar audience, or else, you know, we wouldn't be here, right?
Yeah.
We're sharing these messages on our podcast for that reason, because it's like, our goal is to inspire, encourage, and empower you to take that imperfect, messy action, to take that first step. That first step, it could be in the wrong direction, but at least you know that's the wrong direction because you took that first step.
Yeah.
So what would you say, Lisa, would be a few tips or strategies that could help that person feel more confident in taking that first step so that they don't have that belief or that narrative playing in their mind that says, I can't because I'm stuck, or somebody else has done it, so I can't. And we hear a lot of that through like imposter syndrome as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. And listen, every single one of us, no matter where you are in your life, have had imposter syndrome. And if you haven't, you're not being honest. You're not being truthful, because it's just part of the growth cycle, is to have that where you think, okay, I'm not worthy, or I'm not good enough to get there. But you have to change that. So the first tip that we give, and that is always on the tip of my tongue with anybody, is we've got to work on your mindset. I mean, you have to work on your mindset. You have to get to a point, because you're not going to get anywhere. You can have hopes and dreams and all this big plans, but if you don't believe it's going to happen and you're not speaking that every day and writing that every day, you know, and have that belief, you're not going to get there. I don't care what anyone tells you. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And so you have to work on your own mindset to get started. And I'm telling you, that might mean removing some negativity out of your life, removing some people. Now, when I say removing people, I don't mean cut off your entire family. I just mean decide how much time you're going to spend with those people that don't believe in you, that don't feed you the words that you need to hear to change your mindset and to move forward. So that is the number one place we start. Another thing about mindset is this. You know, a lot of us can have like a really positive mindset one second, and the next second it's gone because they watched the news, or they, you know, they spent time with the wrong crowd or whatever. You know, we just have to make a lot of choices in our day, where we are, where we're spending our time, and then filling up with the really positive things. And I don't mean, you know, some people are like, oh, that self-help stuff is so corny. There could be some out there that's corny, but there's a lot out of it there that really will touch your soul when you listen, and it'll make you realize that you have everything in you right now that you need to do, everything you want to do. You just have to know that in your brain. And sometimes it's even a tip of talking to yourself in a mirror and literally saying affirmations. I am strong enough to do this. I have a big enough brain. I mean, a lot of us, and I'm very guilty of this, I'll say, oh, I'm so dumb. You know what I mean? I try never to speak those words into the universe, or I really have battled a little bit with some of the new technology, and I'll say, oh, I'm terrible with technology. Now I say, I'm learning technology. So part of our getting unstuck is setting that mindset so strong and so solid that even on a bad day, you're still strong enough to keep going. And so that to me is one of the majors to get going. And then from there, we've got, you know, in the course, all steps to walk you through how to take that mindset and move forward to make the decision. What, you know, set your goals, create new habits, and you know, make those habits like a daily practice. More, you know, making a new habit a daily practice, which is hard for people, but that's kind of one of the processes to get unstuck is to change yourself. We're going to kind of teach people to change themselves.
Right. And when we talk about changing ourselves, don't let that be a scare tactic and think, but I like myself. Right. Not like going from, you know, like Saul to Paul kind of thing overnight, but the change has to be, you have to be willing to be open to change. And that's what I hear you say, Lisa, is having that growth mindset, be open to new ideas, new possibilities, new ways, new information, new people, new experiences.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And believe me, we want you to take all the good stuff with you. You know, it's not an actual change, like you say. It is a positive changing yourself just in the areas that might be stopping you or might have gotten you stuck. Yes, that's exactly right, Rachel.
Yeah, you know, that's what we want, right? I mean, we want the new, you know, we want the excitement. And I think that that's where, you know, people can, the word change can kind of give us chills in a sense. But, you know, we help people look at it that change gives us the chills, but for an exciting reason. I mean, a lot of us, myself included, we get super comfortable, you know, with what we're doing and who we are. And sometimes that's what makes us stuck. And so, you know, our goal in all of this and helping people, giving them exactly the tactical tools of what to do daily just for 10 days, because, you know, we live in a busy world. So we knew that we wanted to do it and do it right. So it was is giving people the tools and the confidence and everything that goes around it that just, you know, change is good. Change is good.
And that's beautiful, because it's like when you could change, not only just yourself, the whole world changes around you. And that's a gift that you get to give yourself in return, because what you've seen through the lens of where you're at today is not going to be the lens of which you view the world. Once you're able to discover that inner world, it becomes a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
But I love that. And so, you know, as we kind of wrap up today's episode, we've unpacked your stories, the backstories, the book, the podcast, the course. What else do you guys want to leave our listeners with? Maybe just some few words to kind of wrap things up before we, you know, dive into, like, obviously learning how to follow you and get involved, but
all the good stuff. Well, I'll jump in and I'll let Lisa close us out. Is that we do everything together. You can follow us. We have a new Instagram handle of I Decide Darlings. And then we both have separate handles as well. I am A Lopez Lifestyle. And we love this. I mean, we're speaking the same language, you know, and your platform is our platform. And that's what we really hope people recognize, is this is such an amazing platform to empower, educate, and inspire others to, like, be who God created you to be. And that's just, you know, every day is such a gift, like we mentioned before, and being able to come on podcasts such as yours, Rachel, is like, it fills our cups and it fills our souls. And we're able to touch people to see, you know, what decisions can we all make, whether it be small, whether it be big, maybe sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, you know, but they all lead us to where we go. So we're super excited for the journey. Who knows what's to come? I mean, Lisa and I are big, big, big dreamers. And so we know that this is really, you know, just the beginning of, you know, we're hoping one day we're going to be like touring around and speaking to large audiences and hearing everybody else's decisions and their big moments in their life. So we're excited for what's to come, and we're excited that we got to be here.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I can't wait to just see you girls just explode, because you're on to something. And it's so cool when, you know, you bring guests on and you're like, wow, I know that there's so much more than beyond what we just unpacked in, like, this limited time that we're here. So Lisa, I'd love to hear your take.
Thank you, Rachel. I just love how we're all in the same alignment and the same belief and kind of marching for the same vision. It just really, I just feel so good. I just want to say that wherever you are, if you're listening in the audience and you listen to, I'm sure you listen to Rachel all the time, and, you know, give yourself grace wherever you are. Be patient. And, you know, I always say there's no time like the present to get started, but don't beat yourself up for where you've been. You know, we all of the things that we've done up until this point, and Aaron and our history and our marriages and with our children, it's all part of the whole story. And there were times where it was rougher and times where it's been great, but that story has made us to who we are and where we are today. Same with Rachel and same with you that's listening out there. But don't have to accept where you are forever. If you want to make those changes and make that strong decision, we believe in you and know that you can do that. And we want you to. And just scoop up all the stuff you can to help you make that move and make that change and design your life of your dreams. That's what we want for you. And just be kind to yourself in the process. Because I do see people that come to us that are really in a hurry and frustrated where they are. But I'm like, well, what you've done so far made you the person that you are. And that's a beautiful person. And then let's just take that and then just 10 times it and let's go. You know, let's go to the next level together.
Yes, beautifully said. And so how could people find you online as well?
Oh, I'm on Instagram at Successful with Lisa, all written out. Successful with Lisa. And I'd love for you to follow me. And I'm always putting out content. We're always on there. I'll be sharing Rachel clips from this on there all the time. And Aaron and I just really thank you for being here with us today. And Rachel, thank you for having us on. We're just honored. And we would love to have you on our podcast one day.
Yes. Can't wait. And don't forget, you can go to idecide.io and that'll have like all the updates too. And we can send it to you. But that'll have, you know, both of our Instagrams, our podcasts, and our course that's coming out. So that's idecide.io.
Awesome. So of course, all that will be in the show notes. So be sure to check that out and give them a follow. And if today's episode resonates, be sure to let them know. I mean, this is the thing when we're creatives and we put out content, we don't know whose ears they're impacting. We don't know whose lives are being touched by these words and stories and, you know, our inspiring messages. And so we hope that we hear from our listeners. And so if that's you, reach out, let us know that we've made a difference in your life and knowing that we continue to show up because there's people who need to hear our message. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.